Good evening, traveler. Pardon my lateness, but oddly enough, I did not expect to have a passenger on this evening cruise. But of course, in our line of work, we are always prepared for anything and everything. Before I give you details on our route, let me check your pass, please. No need to hurry, we have a lot of time. That is... me. I have a lot of time in the world. Things might be more complicated for you, but... this can wait until you feel better. You seem a little pale. Easy, easy. I fully understand. You must feel disoriented. Don't worry, we all do sometimes. Especially here in the void. Take a deep breath and gather your thoughts. You surely remember the entry guard giving you a pass, right? Well, usually I don't ask for currencies, but your case seems special. Do you remember what you gave him in return? A day of your life? A year, maybe? Some precious memory? A connection with another human being? Have you lost your pass, or was it stolen? So... you don't remember entering the train at all? I see. This is going to be a long night for both of us then. But rest assured, here in the void, we value customer service very dearly. I will do my best to make this a pleasant experience overall. Will you be so kind as to cooperate? Mutual commitment is essential, you see. After all, we might be the only living things out there. It would be a shame to continue such a trip all alone with no one to talk to. Am I right? Just this endless clatter of the wheels. Or that howling of the wind that got a little lost here. Just like you. There. Calm down, traveler. Step by step. I will get you out of this mess. But first, take a look at the stars outside. Perhaps they will soothe your battered heart. I can tell your way here was long and bumpy. Make yourself at home in the wagon minus one. And, in the meantime, I'll go make us some transdimensional tea. go. This will get you back on your feet. Don't worry about the bubbles. They're caused by the interference called transdimensional carbonization. The tea, you see, was brought from our world. It has a sweet scent in it. A little bit like vanilla, but with a slightly bitter twist at the end. I like it. I like surprises. But where was I? Ah, yes. The tea is by all means familiar, but how to liquid is local. Mixing ingredients from two different spacetimes results in these cute little bubbles. The drink is perfectly safe. It won't do you any harm. Don't be alarmed. Quite the opposite. Soon you'll feel a little more at ease here. Trust me. Here. Put it closer to your ear. It is actually very relaxing to hear the bubbles burst. It brightens up the long nights on the train. They're my little secret, to always stay in a good mood. And now I'm sharing it with you. Of course, it will work out fine. Just listen to them. Listen to me. I've seen hundreds of travelers. Although, most of them weren't too interested in my secrets. How long am I here? Don't bother with it, sweetheart. Oh, I'm sorry. I feel that I might have crossed the line here. By calling you sweetheart. But you're so easy to talk to. That's why I got a little distracted. You don't mind? Are you sure? I'm so glad to hear that. Well then, sweetie, drink up. Well, on the icy and long winter when I was still living on Earth, in a little cabin on the outskirts of town, in the Union of Eastern Countries that no longer exists, the days that winter were so long and so gray with no sunlight for months, they seemed so blurry, and eventually, one day, I just became invisible. I dissolved in this grayness like those tea petals in your glass. Only I didn't feel it right away. As always, I went to work on the railroad in the morning. But the train I found myself on was not the same one that I usually operated. I just accepted that. Where I come from, it's better not to ask too many questions. Actually, I feel great here. You may think that the night lasts forever in the void, but that's not true. There is a lot of sunshine here. However, you will have to take my word for it now. You won't see it this time. You see, darling, since you don't have a ticket, I will have to put you back into your old dimension at the nearest station. However, the night is still young, as they say in American movies. Let's get the most out of it. No, really. If you don't remember by now how you got here, don't force it. Accidents happen. The train offers a lot of attractions that need to be paid for, but... hey, we can talk and have a good time for free, don't you think? I won't issue a penalty for unauthorized transportation. It's not your fault. And... well... the truth is, you are paying in a way. You're paying attention to me. This is a luxury I haven't had in a long while now. Jeez, I talk so much. Are you sure you don't mind? I try to distract you a little so you don't wander too deep thinking about your situation. I know it might be hard to believe at the moment, but you're in no danger. At least as long as I'm with you. Think of clicking off my heels as your good talisman. I'm just like this train. I make little noises wherever I go. What's that? Oh, you feel a little dizzy? I'm sorry to hear that. You must be exhausted with all these strange things happening around you. I have an idea. I'll sit next to you. If you're not feeling too well, it's better to have someone close. Feel free to fall asleep on my shoulder if you're feeling woozy. That's perfectly fine. We need you to reach the station in good health. I'll tell you more about what we see outside to keep your mind off things. Yes. Put your head here. Oh, I forgot. The uniform is made of such rough, thick material. It's a little harsh on the skin. Let me unbutton the jacket. Seriously, you'll see. I have my favorite soft cotton shirt underneath. I dried it yesterday with moonbeams. Is it just me, or do they really smell a bit like lavender and silver? Oh, but I do believe that silver has a smell. It's just that some things work a little differently here in the void. You see, all the stuff that you can see was brought here from Earth just for the comfort of our travelers. Only the essence. Yes, exactly like the one you tasted is here. And it is everywhere. Bells for mansions below, and these glistening spots in the distance. They're all made out of the essence too. Aren't they just like stars? Oh, but they're more than stars. Pim-pom-po, pim-pim-pom-po, pim-pom-po, pim-pom-po-po-po, pim-pim-pom-po. Pee-pee-pum-pum-pee. I sometimes hear cozy, sweet sounds like a gentle talk between them. I just call them stars and moonbeams, so you can imagine what I feel when I look at them. I will never get bored with listening to the little starlets talk to each other. Well, the wind wasn't formed by the essence. That's unusual. It must have slipped in here the same way that you did. Its howl is a little scary, don't you think? But with time I'll learn to like it. It's a rare guest from my old world. Like you. If you would start to howl and cry now, I'd learn to like it too. But I'll do my best so you won't have to. I'm so good at my job, aren't I? Admit it. Well, might we accept the fact that you're gonna go away, frill you have no ticket. Oopsie. So, the glistening valley above our heads. I tried to make a map of it a few times already, but these starry formations keep changing places. It's so hard to keep an eye on them. The big boss star must have a hard time to make a decent galaxy out of these little fellas. Well, actually, it's not a galaxy, just... Let's leave it for now. I have other things to show you. Here, you have a hashtown. A place where whispers go to sleep. See? When I put a finger on my mouth and say, psst, and poof, there is no echo. The sound vanishes as quickly as it began. The whisper is born, passed through your ears, and falls straight into its little spots. Into the hashtown. I've heard it's a lovely place. But only sounds can go there. Hush, darling, hush. Hush, 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 hush. Psst. Psst. Hush and gone. Be so grounded in the hush down. But at least it's never noisy. So, a little bit further to the right. A breathtaking phenomenon. A lava falls. Entirely made of scorching hot essence. Mm-hmm. Yes. The travel agency assures that our drinks are obtained fair trade. Straight from this pure source. Look how beautiful they are. Rose blue. Sparkly. Vivid. They make the whole void look so dreamy. Admit that just simply looking at it warms the heart up. Huh? What's that? You're afraid to look? Hey, there's no need to be afraid. I told you the... of my heels will be your good talisman. See? Still here. Look, I know it's been hard. You've seen a lot. But there are a lot of miracles to be discovered. For free. Just the two of us in this beautiful space. So full of soothing colors, gentle sounds. I am your ally. I'll help you. Here. Can I touch you? I'll just take your heavy head into both of my hands and slowly turn into the view of the lava, okay? 3, 2, 1. Look. Isn't it gorgeous? What is it? Are you blushing because of the heat? Yes, it is warmer here. It is lava after all. It's not the heat. Are you feeling unwell? No? Well then, let me look at you. You don't look sick at all. Actually, I think the essence had a good effect on you. I'd say your eyes are glistening brighter than the little glittery fast that keep on playing tricks on the big boss star. Let me see. It's okay. You look okay, yeah. Say, since we already share a little secret, that is, you being here without the ticket, would you mind another one? A tiny little secret? I promise it won't weigh too heavy on you once you get back home. It's just, I haven't gotten so close with another human for a very long time. And you're so sweet. Sweet with a bitter twist. Just like my favorite tea. I can sense that. But I told you already that I like surprises. Do you like them as well? Yes? Well then, close your eyes. So sweet. Thank you. I never thought a kiss from a stranger could pour so much warmth into my chest. You are special. I've known it from the start. You don't have to say anything. I kinda forced this one on you. One for your forehead. One for each eyelid. And one for each one of your ears. There's my little secret. All alone on this route, with the essence of all things as my sole company, I am filled with so much love, with no soul to share it with. The passengers I welcome on the train barely pay attention to me. Yet I have so much love, it's hard to carry it all by myself. Here, take some more. Lay your head on my chest. Tuck, tuck. When I click my heels again, the transfer begins. Tuck, tuck. Feel the warm steam going down your throat. Feel it pulsing in your chest. Each finger of your palms resonates with this warm, fuzzy feeling. It swirls in your stomach. Down your hips, the tingling sensation. Your legs become soft like freshly picked cotton. Your feet feel light as if they had little wings they could effortlessly carry you anywhere. Yes, sweetheart. This is love. Take as much as you want. I won't run out of it. Ever. It will have to last you for a long journey home. Things will get easier now, I promise. Next time I click my heels, you'll fall asleep. Sleep now. There is a long way back home ahead of you. You're my favorite passenger, you know? Duck, duck. I will never get bored with this. Oh, it's all so beautiful. I wonder who built this railroad. I love the scent. But really, how did this one slip in here? I'd love to keep you here forever, sleepyhead.
Thank you for traveling with us. The Void is looking forward to welcoming you again whenever you're up for a trip with a known destination. Look up for the current offers at the entry gate, or simply click your heel 3 times and whisper, Alina, Alina, Alina.